Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Father, we are grateful. This is how 4 months look like. Wow. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you for adding to us. Thank you for life saved. Thank you for transformation. We are not ingrate. Thank you for choosing us as the vessel you are using this season. We are eternally grateful for this privilege. We will not disappoint ever. Always chill. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Can somebody go up with a shout of God? I say somebody go up with a shout of praise. Glory to God. Alright, look to your neighbor and say you are welcome to church. Alright, look to your neighbor and say you will be blessed today. You know, I almost said tonight. I say you will be blessed today. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Alright, please help me celebrate Pastor Lois James. My beautiful wife, I will do life with you any day, anytime, over and over again. I love you so much. God bless you. All right, please, let's be seated. All right, if this is your first time here, this is the Building Church, the camp of the mighty, the camp where God is doing something almost every day, and your life is not an exception because God is going to do something major in your life. Glory to God. So I am Pastor Jeremiah James. The person I introduced the other time as my wife is my co-lead pastor, Pastor Lois James. The vision of the Building Church is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to live a life of impact and societal transformation. So what it implies is that every church you enter, their culture actually define their core values, their visions, define who they are before they speak. We are high on honor, we are high on excellence, we are high on personal development, we are high on spiritual growth, we are high on service and impact, we are high on faith, we are high on love work, we are high on family life, and we are high on societal transformation. So those are our core values. They are the values that hold us together. Spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. These are spreaded into 3 layers, building of the inner man, building of the practical man, and building of the heart and outer man. So take for instance, if I say I'm going to Lagos now, you ask me to do what? So if after you are being built, to what end? The Bible says in the book of Luke, please let's avoid distraction as much as depend on us. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 15, Luke 2 verse 15, 15b actually, Jesus was, Luke 12, 15b, Jesus was defining a man's life, and he said a man's life is not measured by the abundance of his possession. What it implies is that your life is not measured by how gifted you are. Your life is measured by how many people are helped because you are gifted. Yes. How many families stop crying because you are wealthy? How many families stop crying because you sew clothes? How many families stop crying because you are in the digital space? How many families stop crying? That is the essence of our life. So our life is not defined by how many possessions we have, how many cars we have, how many whatever we have. Our life is defined by those that stop crying because you are lifted. And I'm praying for you that your life will be impactful. Well, you can say the amen anyhow, but I think it's standing on one leg. I say your life will be impactful. Amen. Society will thank God for your sake. Amen. So in the book of Matthew chapter 3, for example, Matthew 5 verse 15. Jesus was defining who we are. He said, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel. The first thing he said is that you are a light. And I want to tell you too that you are light. Jesus said you are salt. I say, I want to tell you, you are salt. So one of the sole responsibility we have in the Building Church is to define you correctly. One of the things Jesus did for his disciples and the people he was training is to tell them who they are. I say you are a solutionist. A solutionist does not sit down hiding. A solutionist is always on the stand. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He put two things together. The salt of the earth, the light of the world. The reason why I say you are the salt of the earth is because salt is not supposed to be trampled upon. So you are the salt of the earth. That is, if people see you on the ground, they should pick you on time because you are valuable. If you see stone on the ground, will you go and hang it somewhere? No. You match the stone and move. If you see sand on the ground, do you do anything? You leave it on the ground. So you are not meant for the ground. I say you are not meant for the ground. That is who God defined you to be. Jesus was defining his disciples. Any church that cannot define its people correctly will not have a good people. You are solutional. Yes, you are solution. So when Jesus started his ministry, he started by defining who people are. He said, you are salt. He said, please be seated. He said, you are light. And then he now said, why they are light? Verse 16. Why they are light? He said, in the same way, let your light shine. That is not that you are light. Let your light shine before angels, before men. So that is why when your life is being built, when you are being, and when you are improving on yourself, is to an end that men will see. It's to an end. That is why that vision is so important to me. It defines us. It defines who we are. And that is why our foundational, our pillars are what? Holy Spirit, Word of God, and prayer, and giving, reaching out. Reaching out. Because the end of your building is that you reach out. You help somebody to rise. So Jesus was saying, the light that you are is so that you can shine. Then he now said that after you have shined, it's not because you are beautiful. After you have shined, he said they will give praise to your Father that is in heaven. He said, let your light so much shine before men that they will see your goodness and praise your Father in heaven. Just imagine with me for a while. Because of you, a family is thanking God that their child don't have to pay school fees again. When they are thanking God, they will hope you know. I did some teaching some times back. I say, you praise God, you thank men. Yes, you praise God, you thank men. You can't praise a man. You say, I praise, take for instance, when they were sharing testimony, I say, I praise the pastor. You have entered an occultic church. It's thank, because Jesus showed us in the book of Luke 17, from verse 12. The Bible says, after Jesus healed 10 lepers, only one came back thanking Jesus and giving praise to God. So Jesus was like, is there no one left to come? You know, as in a long shot, it was praising God. It was God he was praising. But Jesus was expecting a thank you. That's why he was staying there at the gate. Are we on the same page? He said, no one has come. We are the other night. Nobody come to thank me. So you thank men, you praise God. I say you thank men, you praise God. Because when they see your good deeds, they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. I am praying for you in the name of Jesus. That from this moment, may men begin to see your good deed. Oh, you did not get that though. May men begin to see your good deed. Hope you know salt was a figurative expression. It doesn't mean that you are salt. It just means that you have meaning. Your life has meaning. Hope you know no matter how you tweak a stew, if salt is missing, it will still show. You don't get it. You don't see that this is salt. You feel it. And no, your impact has to be felt everywhere. And that's why we said the impact of, if you check our confession, one of the confessions we have is that the impact of the building church will be felt everywhere. We saw that in scripture. Because the book of Psalm, the Bible says, as the sun moves from one hand to another and does not complete his circuit without you feeling the effect. Take for instance now, go out. You don't need to look up. You will feel the effect of the sun. You don't need to look up. He said in the same way, let your light shine before men that they will see your good deed. No, where I was quoting was even in Psalm. In Psalm, he said, the sun move and his circuit as it moves from one hand of the earth to another. He said, his effect is felt. You feel the heat of the sun. Your effect will can never be shut down. Your effect will be felt everywhere. In the name of Jesus. So again, you are welcome to church. If this is your first time, this is the building church. Your life is not measured by the abundance of your possession. It's measured by the abundance of influence you have on souls. Glory to God. All right, today I want to bring us a very brief, powerful charge that anywhere I stop, I think I'll be okay. Anywhere I stop, I'll be okay with it. I titled this my charge, Building a Growth Ecosystem. Building a Growth Ecosystem. Can we echo that together? Okay, ecosystem, echo. Okay. All right. Building a growth ecosystem. Today, I'm not going to focus on the growth. I'm actually going to focus on the ecosystem. That is building a growth ecosystem. That is a system where your life survive. Very quickly, Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2 from verse 1. Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. And then you give me Genesis because of my time. Please, can we avoid this moving up and down? Everybody is moving. This person is moving. Please, it's distracting me a lot. Glory to God. All right. Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. All right, please, can we read it together? What is our topic again? Building. Please, can we read it together? A few days later, when Jesus, the people heard that he had come home. Wait, don't be in this. He had come home. That is the home. I want us to take note of that. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible showed us that Jesus came back, returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And then when he got to Galilee, he carried his bag and went to Capernaum, where he stayed. What it implies that Capernaum became his home. So this scripture that was telling us that Jesus came back home, was that Jesus came back to Capernaum. In Matthew chapter, this, you have to be a Bible student in the building church, you have to be reading Bible. In Luke chapter 4, the Bible showed us that they were telling Jesus that do here in your hometown what we've had you do in Capernaum. Jesus' hometown was Galilee, but Capernaum was his home. So when the Bible says that, and Jesus has come back home, there must be a place you also call home. Hi. It is in your home that miracles happen. So after Jesus came back home, next verse very quickly. So that was just a surface, whatever, you can go and do your study later on. He says so many people gathered there was no room left. Hope you know that Jesus' house, for those of you that said Jesus was poor, hope you know that was Jesus' house. Where so many people gathered. It was his house. Jesus could not be staying in a room and parlor for people to have gathered like that much. Like, Jesus was not staying in an uncompleted building like a madman. Because that is the imagination some of you have, that the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head, who carried a lie. He had nowhere to lay his head, and he was laying his head in a kitchen, inside sheep, who carried. Because when you read the Bible, you don't read it for revelation. You are just gathering every information you see. No. There's the revelational dimension of scripture. No. And that's why the Bible says that a spiritual man cannot be judged because he judges all things. What it implies is that he said he can't even understand it in 1 Corinthians 2. He said the thing that is being communicated, a natural man cannot understand it because it is spiritually discerned. So what it implies is that you can't read the Bible on the surface. So here, the Bible said plenty of people, even outside. What it implies is that Jesus had a very big room, number one, home, and a very large compound. Because the Bible says even outside the door, and he preached the word to them in his house. Next thing that happened, next verse, he says, so some men came bringing to him a paralytic man. Kai, this verse should be careful. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic man carried by four of them. And I have preached a sermon before. I said, your destiny also needs four men. Yes, four men. Revelationally, actually. Because I saw that even your assignment needs four men. The first man that your assignment need is destiny helpers. Your destiny need helpers. The next help that your assignment need is destiny connectors. They are not the same. Destiny helpers have the whereabouts to, is it the whereabouts? What's that English? You will not confuse me. Destiny helpers have everything that they need to help you. That is the helpers. That is, they can help you. You see, destiny connectors, they can't help you, but they can connect you with those that can help you. God. Your life never be lacking destiny connectors. They can connect you with those that can help you. Then there is burden bearers. You see, when we are doing the teaching when we are talking about help, I say that there are levels of help you need. One of the help you need is the sovereign help of God. That is God as your source, like Ms. Ayamide was saying. The second kind of help you need is going to come from men. And there is another kind of help that is going to come from angels. But wait, let me go to that of men. God is the number one help you need. The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 5 and 6, the Bible showed us that God, he said, God is within her and she shall not be moved. He said, God will help her. KJV said, and that right early. So what it implies is that God can help. Verse 1 of it now says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. Psalm 46. So God can help you. But the next help that you see is the help of men. But after you have gotten every other help and you do not get the help of burden bearers, your life is still on a hold. Burden bearers, where you find burden bearers are where you are going to find intercessors. You see, in Isaiah showed us a picture. I think Isaiah 62 verse 6, if I'm not incorrect. He showed us a scripture, a picture. He said, I am going to place watchmen on your wall, O Jerusalem, that they will not give themselves rest and they will not give God rest until he establish Jerusalem and make her the praise of all the earth. Now look at this. The function of burden bearers is that they don't even wait for you to have prayer point. If they see that anything is lacking in your life, they take your life as a project. That not until God establish you, they will not keep quiet. Such people exist even in the building church. Listen to me. If everything that is happening in your life can be traced to your own prayer life alone, you don't have burden bearers in your life. I am not telling you. There are too many things that are happening in my life that I know that I'm not the only one that is praying this prayer. I may not know where they are praying the prayer from, but I know I'm not alone. I know that people are fasting and praying for me because this thing, I know the way I used to do it before now. This result I'm seeing in my life is a feedback that this is not on the strength of my prayer life alone. Burden bearers, hope you know when the conversation was happening between Moses and God. When God said, I am going to kill all the Israelites and make and generate a lineage from you. Hope you know the Israelites were not there. They were not present. Moses now said, no, God, don't do that. The Egyptians will say, think that you do not know. You know, that's why he was advising God. And God took his advice. That the Egyptians will think that you are not powerful enough to lead these people out. But when it became Moses' time, when God was against Moses, nobody stood for Moses. And that is why my second name now is Peter, actually. Peter. When Judas Iscariot betrayed Christ, nobody prayed for him. When Peter was supposed to deny Jesus, Jesus took it on a project and went to pray for him. In Luke, I think Luke 22, if I'm not incorrect, verse 32, Luke 22:32. He said, I've prayed for thee. He said, Peter, Simon, the devil desired to sweep thee as a wheat. He said, well, I've prayed for thee. But when that has converted, strengthened the brethren, Jesus took it upon himself. The devil was trying to sweep Peter as wheat. Hope you know that prayer was what worked for Peter. Because hope you know it was like Peter was a robot. When he was denying Jesus, they go. This one, you have been informed that you'll be denied me 3 times. You say lie. He used to die for you. Was it that his brain was formatted when he was denying Jesus? He was informed. He said, Peter, you, before the cock crow 3 times today, you will deny me. 3 times, you will say, you don't even know me. You know the first one? He first went. He said, this whatever. He said, I don't know this man. Do you know a point came? Peter was even raining curse on himself. And he came out that phone and said, Tomba, Jesus, say, kit and spelling, Amy, you spelling, you require, but that ye. Ever kuba me, Ejo, Amy, you man. But do you know the effect of prayer? He was later the one that was holding the church. Ha! See, that thing that you think that you are going through now, if only you have burden bearers, people can stand and say, Oluwa, damn you, only face, Ha! Oluwa, Jerry, only face! Because if you don't have those people in your life, there's issue. I'm telling you. Burden bearers. They are the last set of people, truth tellers. They will tell you the truth no matter what. Even if you are not giving them school fees. You say, it's in face, it's in fellow. So there is destiny helpers, there is destiny connectors, there is destiny, there are burden bearers. This one, under burden bearers, that's when you have intercessors. You need it in your life. The second time, the Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 12 for Peter, that a time came that Herod picked James and beheaded him. He said, when he saw that this pleased the Jew, he proceeded again and picked Peter.
When they picked Peter, the Bible said they did not pray for Peter. They made prayer. Why were they not praying for James? Why did they wait until Peter was taken before they start praying for him again?
Ah, your life will not lack for me. Destiny helpers, destiny connectors, burden bearers, and truth tellers. In the name of Jesus. Please, let's proceed with that reading. So four of them, because of my time, very quickly, sir. Four. It says, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. And after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. That's why I said there was a burden bearer among them. Everything was suggested that we have tried for you. We have brought you here. We cannot enter. And that's why we went back home. And when Lee and one take no one else out, even me digging, do you know what it means to dig? With a paralytic man on the roof. You are carrying up, you know, for a man to be paralytic, he has eaten very well, he can't walk. Three of you are carrying a man, holding him and digging. What did the man do to you? When Jesus, you know, Jesus was not around. When Jesus came back, one of them was alert to hear the information, destiny connector. He can't help him, but he has information. Helper, Egbe. They may be like that Naaman. Maybe like Naaman. The paralytic man say, it is a Mualaju. Then there's a truth teller say, whoa, these things are depending upon you. Because hope you know, there's a way people are carrying your body and you feel you're a burden to them. Say, Egbe, let it right. Then the truth teller turn and say, lie, I leave your father. You cannot continue to sit down on this mat. Your family still depend on you. Your children, hope you know your child, Omore, Otin Pejaka Kribayo, Omore, 7 years old, to a Kuan school. I won't meet you in one school. Then the guy was motivated enough that said, please carry me on the roof. Carry me on the roof. Listen to me. One of the things that struggle destiny is when people are not telling you the truth, but they are making you comfortable. Do you think it's easy on the man that is paralytic? That people are carrying him on the roof. Maybe when he was carrying him, he said, guys, give me that now. Then he said, sorry. Then they adjusted him. It was a burden. Do you know what it means to carry a man to a roof that he couldn't help himself? They were still telling him the truth. For him to be convinced that Ebemelo, keep carrying me. May God position people around you that will tell you the truth. Building a growth ecosystem. Now, let me even define ecosystem. Are we ready already? All right. How many of you did biology? No. If you did biology, just raise your hand. Glory to God. Okay. An ecosystem actually is a system or community where different living and non-living things interact and depend on each other to survive and function. So saying building a growth ecosystem, I will drive it home. Don't worry. An ecosystem is a system or a community. We are different living and non-living things. Living and non-living things interact. Living and non-living things interact and depend on each other to survive and function. Don't forget community and system, right? But is the living and non-living thing, by raising my emphasis, because in an ecosystem, you have something you call biotic, right? Which is living, and then abiotic, right? And abiotic, non-living, right? Take for instance, is oxygen living? Oxygen is not living now. What of sunlight? Is there life? Well, all these things are non-living things. What of soil? Non-living, right? Hope you know that it's not living in this context now. until you are studying agriculture, then you will know that actually soil is a living thing. Because it also eats. Yes, now it takes nutrients. Manure. Well, this is not a biology class. Glory to God. So the living things are animals, man, and all of that. Yes. And then the non-living things are actually oxygen, air, soil, sunlight, and all of that. Now look at this. In a church too, all of these things exist. There's living and in quote, non-living structure in a church. The living part of a church is all of you that are seated here like this. And don't forget, it's a community to interact. That's why I was stressing that, to interact. Some of you are living in an ecosystem that you refuse to interact with. The system of that ecosystem will eject you out. Imagine with me for a while that I said that I want to be alone. I will not interact with any person on earth. I will die soon. And when I die, I will not decay. Because the non-living system will not permit you to decay. Since you don't want to interact with anything. The essence of any ecosystem is that once there is no interaction, there will be imbalance. Imagine with me for a while that all the things that are dead did not decompose. Everything that died did not decompose. Can you imagine the kind of stink we are going to have around? So God created the ecosystem. Just imagine with me for a while. Hope you know when you enter water, fishes die inside water. And yet, water is even hidden, they are decomposing fast. So they are supposed to be smelly. But have you ever been to a river that is not as clean? Some of you, the river, the water you are drinking now is from a dead shark. Oh, a dead shark. But do you know the irony? There is also a purification system that purifies the impurity and bring the purest form of the water to you. What a balance did God create? God did not create any of us to be isolated. In any ecosystem, once there is no interaction, there will be imbalance. And that is why I said, take notes, living and non-living thing. The non-living thing there is communication. He is the oxygen of a church. Interaction. So you cannot say you know people by name and you don't interact with them. You cannot build an ecosystem for your growth if you don't interact with people. Kai, I'm not alone. Building a growth system. Building a growth ecosystem. Now, please. I don't think time will permit me to share everything I want to share. But there is one that is very important for me. I have 3 points here on building a growth system, a growth ecosystem. The first one, I call it the law of Eden. The law of Eden. The second one, I call it community. And the last one, I call it networking. But time will not permit me to do that. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to show you the law of Eden. Because that is encompassing in itself. Please give me Genesis. Carry me to Genesis. But I'm praying for someone. You will be carried by prophecy. I say you'll be carried by prophecy. In the name of Jesus. Did you know it will interest you that there is nothing God created that God did not first create the environment where that thing will survive from. If you check your Bible saying, go through Genesis very well for yourself. No, this is not Genesis that he has to give me. You are just giving me random things. Give me Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Now, look at this. What God did was that before God created man, before God created anything, check your Genesis 1 very well. Before God created anything, the first thing God did was to create an environment where that thing will survive. God always creates the environment before the thing. Are we on the same page? If not, just imagine that God created something and say, when it can be possible, don't be. So God always creates the environment where something will survive first, right? So that's an ecosystem. Before you gave your life to Christ, God created an ecosystem of your survival. If you try and survive outside of your ecosystem, that's where many of you backslide.
The first thing Jesus did was to create his body. Hope you know, before you became saved, there was already a body that would permit you to enter. Yes, Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 19. He said, and his incomparable great power towards us who believe. He said, this power is like the working of the mighty spirit, which is exalted in Christ, when he raised from dead, and placed him above, and when he raised him from the dead, like the working of the mighty spirit, which was in Jesus, yes, next verse very quickly, this verse should be part, which is exalted in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and seated him as the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above principality, power, rulers, and every authority that can be given, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Next verse very quickly. He said, and has placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. So when Christ died, your provision was in the church. He did not place it on individual. And that's why it's a lie for you to say, think that churches don't need themselves. No matter what we preach in the building church, you still in another church. I'm not saying that you are going to move from church to church. I mean, we will need the grace on another church. He said, because where did Jesus play? He plays for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills everything in all. So what it implies that before you became Christian, God already created an ecosystem for your survivor. All those authority that Jesus had, everything, he did not place it on an individual. It would be a lie for me to tell you that Jesus finished his work and placed it on me. No, he placed it in the church. That is the law of Eden. So in that Genesis chapter 2, very quickly, Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 and 9. He said, now, please, can we read this together? Now the Lord God had planted, can you see that? Is it a past tense, right? Had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Please, according to this scripture, which one was planted first? Which one was made first? The garden, according to churches and whatever that you are saving Christ, what will be the synonym of this garden that was created? The church. The church is a lie for you to say, I survive alone. I don't need a church. You have left it there. Because your provision is in your environment. Your security is in your environment. Your lifting is in your environment. Next verse, sir. Very quickly, please. He said, and the Lord make all kinds of tree grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eyes and good for the food, in the middle of the garden. Where did God put all this provision? Where? In the garden. Your provision is in your environment. You can survive outside your ecosystem. Now, look at this. Go to 15 because of my time. Very quickly, 15. Because of my time. He said, the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden. That is where the law of Eden came about. And put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. What it implies is that, please, is the garden a living thing? No. But God made sure that he interacted with the garden. You are the only one that come to church. You are not serving in any unit. And you say you are not growing. How do you want to grow when you are not interacting with your Eden? When God created him and put him in Eden, God said, interact with Eden. Work it. Let me ask you the question. The God that created the Eden, couldn't God have sustained and worked Eden as a system? But it's not like that. Your contribution, your participation is essential. He had to work it. He had to work it and take care of it. He had to protect Eden. Please, don't allow anybody talk you out of Eden. Anytime you find your hidden, stay there. Because in Psalm 1 verse 3, the Bible says it's like a tree replanted in Eden. Replanted in Eden is what MSG said. Replanted in Eden, giving that in MSG very quickly. He said you are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. Does that sound like somebody in the building church? Replanted in Eden. If you allow yourself to be plucked out of Eden, what it implies is that freshness, bearing fruit, dropping leaf, bogwe, all gone. Why? Because the ecosystem requires that you interact with your Eden. Yes, that's where your lifting is. Psalm 92. Is it planted in the house of our God, which shall flourish in the court of God, in court of our Lord? What it implies is that there is a planting. I remember when we were going through that miscarriage, one of the scriptures that my wife always Or what you always say? He said, our baby is a planting of the Lord. It cannot be uprooted. It's a planting of the Lord. It cannot be uprooted. So he said, planted in the house of the Lord, they flourish in the court of our God. Planted in the house of the Lord, they flourish in the court of our God. I will not leave my Eden. The first thing you need to know is that you need to locate your Eden. Preach to your neighbor, say, locate your Eden. So the first thing I need us to know is that in Eden, there is the environment. In Eden, there is the work. There is the protect. There is the take care of. In Eden, there is the participation. In Eden, there is the law and principles. Do not touch it. Do not touch that. Do not see this. Do not see this. And then in Eden, there is the added advantage, community. In verse 18, that's where it says, Amplified translation of verse 18. Very quickly. Amplified translation of verse 18. Amplified translation of verse 18. Amplified translation of verse 18. It says, now the Lord God said, it is not good, sufficient, satisfactory that man should be alone. When the devil wants to deal with you, the first thing he does is that he isolates you. And he cannot isolate you if he has not introduced offense. So where God plants you, the first thing you'll be angry. Why has the pastor not coming? Oh, Omokari, oh, Kushe. I don't know that you employ me to be in MTN customer service. Why has the pastor not coming? If the pastor is calling you all, only you calling you out of how many members, which year will he have time to prepare for the sermon? And don't forget it as a family, because let me quickly help you guys. Most times, you see, the members are so selfish that they forget that even the pastor also have a family. Not only immediate family, he has extended family. This man now, you say he should come and see you on Monday. He has been seeing you since Monday. You say you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he is seeing you. And hope you know, he is seeing you and leaving. He is going home to go and meet his own child as a stranger. Building other people's home. So when now, for any reason, the pastor now give himself sense and say he's going on vacation with his family, they now say they are spending church money. Okay, if that is how it's easy, please, I want to beg you, go and start a church. If you don't have choice location, I can recommend. Start church. Start. If you are staying in church in 6 months, you are a discovery. Church? You want to eat him church money? You will just die like the student of Eli. If that is your motivation, just be preparing your stomach to be very big too, and your neck to fall down, and your eyes will soon go dim. You don't eat church money like that, though. There are structures. Say, tithe and offering. Ah, he's flying on tithe and offering. Wow. If that is how it's easy to fly, why are you not flying? Go and open church. Open one. The burden of a church, leave preaching. The administrative preaching of a church, we first shut down your brain. Do you know when we left yesterday? With all the things we did on Jen. I was prepared to come when Pastor Mi sent me a message. Bam. The Jen that we repair for with how many million? He said that the Jen refused to work. I hope you know that if you are not emotionally stable, you will even forget your sermon. As they are giving you this complaint, they are giving you that complaint, and you have someone to preach. Kai, no. Please celebrate all the pastors all over the world. I celebrate them. Please be seated. So he said that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, meet, suitable, adapted, complementary for him. What it implies is that this one you are seeing the context of marriage. You are seeing the context of marriage, but I'm seeing the context of community. In Eden, one of the things God also gave Adam was a community. He says it's not good for man to be alone. Man cannot be enjoying all of this and he is alone. Let me give him a community. The essence of that community is that community will be sufficient, will be satisfactory for him. That community will help him. It will be suitable. It will adapt to him. That community will give him compliment. It will make complementary things easy for him. Do you know what now happened? What was supposed to be their advantage, they turn it to a disadvantage. Later on, do you know who Adam blamed when he was checked out of Eden? It was the community that they brought for him that was to help him. He said it was the community that spoiled him. And that is why somebody said something beautifully well. He said when people are experiencing burnout, they will not blame any other thing other than church. It's church that something that's supposed to be the advantage is the one they will point to. Why do you face it? Because I attend church. Wow. Man, don't come to church. Why did you face? He said it's because I came to church. Why did you whatever? It's because I whatever. Something God gave you as an help. Something God gave you as an advantage. You you did not mingle with that thing correctly, and it caused for your downfall, and you blame it to what was supposed to help you. Because why did God say it's not good for man to be alone? Why did God bring the community? Because it was not good for man to be alone. And help, and God brought, who is this person? And God, this is not where I am now. And God brought a, don't worry, anytime I'm preaching and it's done not going like that, please celebrate wherever is behind that projection. He said, now the Lord said, it is not good, sufficient, satisfactory that man should be alone. I will make him a helper. I'm praying for you. May your helper not be the reason why you are not helped. Yes. May your helper not be the reason why you are not helped. Very quickly, let me give you some of the advantages that come with being in a church or being in a community. Your relationship determines the limit of your greatness. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with people. I come again. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with what? Go with people. Number one advantage that you have when you are planted in a community or a spiritual home is that it is a system of preservation. It is a system of preservation. This thing sponsors accountability. That is when you are failing. Take for instance now, Mr. David Shamba. I tried his number yesterday. No, all of a sudden I know that almost every day I used to see him in church. Almost every day. Because it's a system of preservation. So all of a sudden, I did not see him on Tuesday. I thought maybe he has gone to go and eat rice with the people doing convocation. I did not see him on Thursday for prayer. I was like, okay, maybe they are still resting from the convocation. I did not see him on Friday. I was like, okay, maybe this, then when I did not see him on Saturday, I know that, no. Convocation has finished. Since even the people that did convocation have come back. Is this the person? So what I did was, and I started making call. I started calling him. That was the first, because I have his number. If I have not seen my call, I don't have your number. I will ask the people that do. So after I call him, he did not pick. I went to WhatsApp. I started calling him on WhatsApp. You see, he did not pick. I was like, Immediately, I just called Pastor Sammy. I said, wait, and I was driving, I was going home. But the thing just came to my mind. I said, Pastor Sammy, where is Mr. David? I've not seen him in church for a while. He said, okay, yes. He told me that he traveled to his sister's place. Abi, did he tell me that? And that means that there are systems in church that preserve your life. If for any reason we do not see you. If we do not see you, we will look for you. That is one of the things community does. It's a system of advantage. A system of preservation. You are hiding, you are heading. And you say, may the grace of Lord Jesus Christ shed with me. Pew! You have gone. If you are not in church, how do you want us to know? If God has not the heart, we will know you by physical appearance. How do you want us to know? And then even if for any reason we are describing you to the church member and they don't know you. We say that sister like this. That sister, you don't know that sister, I say which one. Like the sister like this, she has what, and the other time I wanted to see her face very well. I think she had I think her face, she just went fast. I couldn't see it. Everybody is now looking for you. They are describing what did not get missing. The community is there to preserve you. If we do not see you in church, we will come and look for you. If you are sick, we will come. I remember one brother would not see in church. We not see in church. I started calling my copper something to let me tell you the truth. I may not know your name, but if I've seen your face very well, your face register. If I did not see in church, there's one brother like that. What is his name? He's a club member. I think he's done serving. Mr. Who? Finny. Mr. Finny, is he in church? Mr. Finny, I've not been seeing him. I was asking about him. They did not know him. Then one day I was going through the church pictures. I just saw him. But as soon as I saw him, I screenshot it. I sent him to Pastor Me. I said, this is the brother I've been looking for. I have not been seeing him. Why? I don't know him because I can't even remember his name. I have not been seeing this brother in a while. Then I said, help me locate him. Then I think they reached Mr. Oye. Where is he? Mr. Finny, that is him. That is where he used to sit. Is that your location? Because that was where I saw the picture. That was this place you are sitting. You like that place in church? Is that your ecosystem? That was where he was sitting. I just saw him like that. In between sisters too. Okay, he's a brother now. One sister was sitting close to him. Please be seated. I was like, no, this is the brother. I'm looking for him. I've not seen him in a while. I've not seen this brother in a while. Where has he been? The essence of a community, is that don't give us too much that will be tracking our head I'm talking about, it's easier for me to say the brother in media. That brother thing in media. Is your head of unit that won't look for you? If he doesn't know your house, he will find your house even if it's by 1 a.m. He will look for you because the system in church is to preserve you. A community preserve you. That if for anything we don't know where you are, we will be concerned. We will look for you and telling you. And I will not stop because why will I be taking picture and I say, this is the brother I've been looking for now. Only head join by. I have seen him before. I've not seen him in a while. Even till yesterday, I was still asking Pastor Samir about his sister. I said, I've not seen this sister in a while. What is happening? This sister, I've not seen her. Because listen to me. When the devil wants to deal with your life, he will isolate you. But his isolation will be on the strength of offense. Please listen. Hope you know that as foolish as this is, and now look at this. Offense is by Ekale. It's what the devil used to collect space in your destiny. Offense. As simple as this, where is Ruffin? Where is whatever it is now? Hope you know that if they don't want to deal with your life, you will say, why didn't he call my own name? God, that's what they don't know my name. But you, did you put yourself in a state where your name can be known? Before we say, share the grace, greet two people. The only two people you greet are your neighbors when you got home. Greet two people. When you are greeting people, if you are describing it to somebody, that don't forget destiny connectors. If you are trying to describe you, somebody say, I know her. She is still close to me. Hey, this is her. She's close to you. Do you know where she stay? Yeah, I say she stay somewhere there. Because for some of you now, when your husband also come, I'm looking for you. We don't know your house. And that is Mr. Bolu. I know her house, and he's saying yes, sir. All right. Number two, the community of believer is the atmosphere of impartation. In Romans chapter 1 verse 11, Paul said, he said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you spiritual gift. That I may impart unto you spiritual gift. It's a place where your life is transformed because graces flow in houses. And you cannot enjoy a grace you are not connected to. Let me now talk to you. They cannot be doing prayer in your house and you are sleeping. Because every Monday to Friday we do prayer on Telegram. And some of you are not there. And then they say people are sharing testimony. They say you have not shared testimony. The word is not working. If you are the word, will you work? We pray Thursday to Friday to Saturday. My aunt was also there. As old as she is. Because by December, their marriage will be 30 years. See, in this our own lineage, our body is the one deceiving you guys. Oh. Because now, before you go and ask my aunt, I'll thank God that husband is here now. Glory to God. You now say you have received my aunt. Whoa. Please receive it. Thank you, man. She was there day one, day two, every day, till last day. Praying. Ask your neighbor, say, do you belong to a house? Then where is the grace? Has it flown to you? You can't be in a house of prayer and you are struggling with prayer. What is the color of your challenge? Number three, community builds the transformation through teaching and accountability. And these I call transformation by exposure. I was going on yesterday, we were changing plenty things in church. How many of you love the photo booth outside? Changing all of them. Then my wife, and I asked my wife, I say, Alpha, how do you see this thing we are changing? He said, your wallah is too much. That is her response. She said, oh God, you are cast me again. He said, your wallah is too much. I said, wow. Then later on, when I did well, I was shaking head. She was not trying to give me the good part. I said, no, you have already abused me. She said, no, that's not what I mean. I said, there's no need of explaining. Although I understand what she meant, but I don't need to tell her the secret so that she will say to you. So she said, your wallah is too much. Everything is already fine. Why are you changing it? I may not be changing things because of me, but I'm changing things because of you. Because with time, you are going to do what you see. Yes, you are going to do what you see. You see, every place, every community you expose yourself to, they create a lead over your destiny. If they have not exposed you beyond a certain level, you will not know anything. Most times, I give all of my units, especially that have to do with gadgets, something that is beyond their brain. Till now, the person in charge of sound is still doing training. Checking YouTube, checking AI, checking whatever. The other day, for the past how many weeks he has been checking it, I said, go and send me review. Send a review of what did you have been saying. And do you know the funniest part? I'm just looking at him. Because the reviews he sent to me, he was studying MR in thing. Something that will soon change. So when you think, Muti Mumbai, I'll go, oh, team, anything. Because do you know what? Do you know the camera we're using? I don't think you can count plenty place in Lorin where you, what is even in Lorin? Around where you see black magic. No, it's a professional camera. Black magic? No, it's a professional camera. That when they are talking about camera, you think that you are an amateur in the building church. You just went and say, what camera are you using in your church? That is the person doing this, you not say black magic. Say, the person that is a guy where you are saying, why am I not the one standing? Please stand. Teach us on black magic. Because one of the things that your church does to you is that it aids your transformation. A community aids your transformation. You do what you see. And do you know the irony about doing what you see? It's not really like you do what you see. You become what you see. All of a sudden, you just know that mediocrity is not your dictionary. Let me end that. This, number four. Community is a conduit for supply and help. Conduit for supply and help. Have we been blessed or blessed? Have we been blessed or blessed? I'm praying for you. That the four men that need to carry your destiny, the four kind of men that need to carry your destiny, we introduce them to your life right now in Jesus' name. Can you just say a word of prayer very quickly as you understand this, Samuel? That in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you because my destiny is on the move. My destiny is on the move for improvement. Pray. Yes, pray. Pray. If you have noticed, we don't just scratch prayer and say we are done. These prayers we pray now intentionally. Don't wait for in Jesus' name we pray. Or don't wait for let's see the announcement. You see the announcement, but your destiny also needs prayer. Is that how you are going to pray? Is that how you pray? The Father, intercessors, burden bearers. Please let you up standing because the way you are doing it now, I'm very sure you want to obviously get lazy. Men, I need to carry my destiny from where it is and give me sensitivity when I found my hidden to build it, to protect it. Pray. I don't like the way you are praying. Is this a building church? Don't get too comfortable and not pray. 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 Paragada manako sika. Everywhere it appears like my destiny is not moving. Where it appears like my destiny is paralytic. Is it burden bearers you need? Ha! Pray them, intercessors. Say, Father, gift me with men that will not give themselves rest. Isaiah showed us. He said, I have post men on your wall, O Jerusalem, that will not give God rest. I will not give themselves rest. But he has established Jerusalem and made her the praise of all the earth. I don't like the way you are praying. I don't like this kind of prayer you are praying. No. This is your prayers on one leg. It can be better than what you are doing now. I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is you. I release the sound of the heavens. Don't worry, just pray, pray. Creation. Yahweh is you. Yahweh, Yahweh. Hey. Hey. Few more minutes. Pray. Lord, send help to my life. Open my eyes to the writings. Shabbara Tera. Ikarabara Stiados. Bate so paradis. You cannot do this kind of thing without prayer. Some of you, why is your life in your face? You are not offended. You are offended at people. You are offended at your intent. Pray. Why for some of you, your lights have to shine before men, that they will see your good deed and glorify your Father in heaven. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. For in Jesus' mighty name have we pray. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Destiny help us. This week. This week. For some of you, you have been trusting God for several things in your life. Hope you know. It's just, hope you know your help is in somebody's contact list. You know. In the name of Jesus, those that will connect with your purpose and destiny, this week, let them begin to come your way. Let the east wind begin to bring the quails that you need. Budding bearers, that one is very essential. May God plant men in your life that they will not give themselves rest until you are established. Kai, they will carry your matter on their head. You just need one. Just one of them can call others. In the name of Jesus, I compare burden bearers into your life. Yeah. Now listen to me. I just add this for someone. That burden you have carried alone for too long, God is sending hands. Yeah. Is it your ministry? Is it your career? Is it your business? I say God is sending hands. Yeah. Then truth tellers, let them locate you. Yeah. You are blessed. Yeah. You are lifted. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name have we pray. Can we go up with a shout of prayer?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at The Building Church behind Becadim's Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at The Building Church. Stay blessed.